KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastborough and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. President Trump gives an address to a joint session of Congress tonight, his first since returning to the White House for his second term. He's expected to lay out his agenda on the economy and foreign policy. NPR's Danielle Kurzleben has more.
There's a pretty unusual dynamic hanging over this speech. This Congress, which is narrowly controlled by Republicans, they have been remarkably acquiescent to Trump's norm-shattering moves. And that acquiescence has come even as Trump has consolidated wide-ranging governmental powers into the executive branch, including powers that Congress historically has had, things like imposing tariffs.
NPR's Danielle Kurzleben reporting. Business and farm groups are hoping for a quick resolution to President Trump's new trade war. NPR's Scott Horsley reports stiff new tariffs on imports from Mexico, Canada, and China went into effect today.
Both the Chamber of Commerce and the Farm Bureau Federation are hoping for a quick reversal of the tariffs. Bob Hemesath, who raises corn and hogs in eastern Iowa, worries that rural communities will pay a heavy price for the trade war if international customers take their business elsewhere.
We saw this the last go around with China. They went to South America, to Brazil and Argentina. And once you lose those export markets, it's awful hard to get them back.
President Trump's decision to tax imports from three of America's biggest trading partners has already led to a sharp sell-off in the stock market, along with warnings from economists of higher prices for U.S. consumers. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
And China, Mexico, and Canada plan to retaliate. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he's levying tariffs on U.S. goods.
Canada will be implementing 25% tariffs against $155 billion worth of American goods.
China says it's imposing tariffs on U.S. farm products, and Mexico says it will announce retaliatory tariffs on Sunday. The VFW, one of the country's largest vet groups, is warning of harmful cuts at Veterans Affairs. NPR's Quill Lawrence has more.
In a congressional hearing, VFW Commander Al Lippert condemned the cuts of thousands of VA staff as indiscriminate.
When I was wounded in Vietnam with shrapnel, instead of just taking my arm off, the medics took the time to just pick out the pieces. That's the way that we need to be addressing these issues. It needs to be with a scalpel and not just a saw.
Congress has given veterans these benefits by law, Lippert said. It's a contract.
This is not an ask. Honor the contract.
The new secretary of the VA says cutting staff and hundreds of contracts will improve VA services. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
Wall Street lower just at the close. The Dow down 670 points, NASDAQ down 65. You're listening to NPR News. The Supreme Court is weighing today's oral arguments on Mexico's lawsuit against U.S. gun manufacturers on whether they can be held liable for allegedly aiding and abetting the illicit flow of weapons south of the border. Mexico wants to hold them accountable for a sharp rise in violence that Mexico says can be traced to their products. The suit alleges that the gun dealers often sell weapons to buyers who are operating as straw men to traffic them across the border and into Mexico. Mamma Mia, the popular musical featuring ABBA songs, is returning to Broadway for a six-month run starting in August. Jeff London has more.
Mamma Mia opened on Broadway in October of 2001, a little over a month after the 9/11 terror attacks. And its mixture of pop tunes and an escapist story set on a Greek island proved irresistible to audiences. It ran for 5,773 performances, making it the ninth longest-running show in Broadway history. After 10 years away and numerous productions around the world and on cruise ships, it's coming back. Producer Judy Kramer told the New York Times, "It celebrates women, it's about second chances, it's about hope, and it's not political. It brings audiences together." For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
And as the trade war escalates, Wall Street lower at the close, the Dow down 670, NASDAQ down 65. S&P 500 down 71. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Lilly Endowment, a private foundation supporting NPR's coverage of religion and spirituality, and Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory tonight. Today, east winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet with rain. Tonight, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 8 feet with rain and snow. And Wednesday, south winds 20 knots, seas 7 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory tonight. Today, variable winds 10 knots, becoming southeast 20 in the afternoon. Seas 6 feet with rain and snow. Tonight, southeast winds 30 knots. Seas 8 feet with rain and snow. And Wednesday, south winds 20 knots. Seas 7 feet with rain and snow. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, gale warning tonight. Today, southeast winds 25 knots. Seas 7 feet with snow and rain. Tonight, southwest winds 35 knots, diminishing to 25 after midnight, seas 9 feet. And Wednesday, southwest winds 30 knots, seas 11 feet. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, gale warning tonight. Today, variable winds 10 knots, becoming east 20 in the afternoon, seas 3 feet with snow. Tonight, southwest winds 35 knots, seas 5 feet with snow. And Wednesday, south winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, gale warning tonight. Today, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 3 feet with snow. Tonight, south winds 35 knots, seas 6 feet with snow. And Wednesday, south winds 30 knots, seas 8 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, partly cloudy in the morning, then snow and rain in the afternoon. Rain may be heavy at times in the afternoon. Snow accumulation can be up to 3 inches. Highs in the upper 20s to upper 30s, southeast winds 10 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, snow in the evening, then isolated snow showers after midnight. Snow accumulation can be up to 1 inch, lows in the mid-30s, south winds 15 miles per hour. And Wednesday, partly sunny, isolated snow showers in the morning, then isolated snow and rain showers in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 20s to upper 30s, south winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 4:49 a.m. at 8 feet 3 inches, a low at 11:43 a.m., a minus tide of 1 inch, a high at 5:59 p.m. at 5 feet 7 inches, and a low tonight at 11:06 at 2 feet 5 inches. Your sun rose at 8:25 this morning, and your sun will set at 7:22, giving us 10 hours and 57 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
And we'll start off this hour with Grateful Dead with Deep Elm Blues, and then Psycho Killer. That's a piece by the Talking Heads. And then The Cure will bring us How Beautiful You Are.
Thank you.
The Way You Are. I feel like playing the Way We Were. But instead, I'm doing Status Quo Within the Army. After that, Journeys are back with us with Faithfully, and then Blondie with One Way or Another. Well, I got to interrupt with this piece. I mean, that's in the Army. I'm going to play the Village People within the Navy. Then we'll go back to Journey with Faithfully and then Blondie with One Way or Another.
To fly planes, sports, or skins. put your mind at ease. Join your fellow men.
Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Sandpoint and King Cove. GCI offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and pricing as in Anchorage. More information is available at gci.com/internet.
I'm forever yours.
Split Ends is next with us with A Hard Act to Follow. And then we have Michael Jackson with Human Nature, and then Bad Manners with Samson and Delilah.
So difficult. I grew up in this community and have lived here my whole life. I raised my family here and have watched others raise their families too. I know these lands, these people, our history, and our Unungan traditions. I want to continue to grow old here and live up my days in the place I call home with the people I love. As I get older, I know I need help with certain things I can't do on my own anymore. My family is a huge help, but they aren't always around or available for some of these chores. Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association helps support me through services they provide to elders like me, right here in my community. I was able to choose a chore worker to help me with my task I need to get done around the house and in my community. My chore worker helps me with things like getting chores done around the house, picking up groceries, or taking me to the post office. Through the APIA Chore Service Program, I can keep living in my current home and still receive the help I need to be independent.
For eligibility information, please reach out to the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association Elder Care Services at 907-276-2700 or toll free at 1-800-478-2742.
You're listening to 830 AM KSDP Radio and K201DA King Cove, Alaska. Check us out online at www.apradio.org.
Does he do it that way? to my eyes. I wanna hypnotize Delilah, Lila. I Delilah, Delilah. You can't cut my hair cause I haven't any there. I'm still in love with you, Delilah. Romeo, Juliet, Samson, and Delilah. Romeo, Juliet.
And take it to the top of the hour. We have Stevie Nicks with Belladonna, and then we have Elvis Costello. Well, part of that anyway, almost to the end. We might even have room for it, Watching the Detectives.
And the woman may be so strong. could.